Now, and he came from Germany, but now other than that, I don't.
His grandfather came from Germany?
I'd have to get the reference to
tell you. His father, his grandfather, well, that doesn't matter, but he was born?
He was born here in South Carolina, in Bamberg County.
Okay.
They had land up there.
All right, and how much did he go to school here, remember?
No, he didn't. I do remember that because he was in the seventh grade and had a little misunderstanding with the teacher. He was 14 years old in the seventh grade, and he told me this a dozen times.
Yeah.
And they had a misunderstanding, so he walked out and went down to a sawmill and got him a job. And in just a few years, he was boss of the sawmill.
So maybe it was to his advantage to have had a slight disagreement with the teacher, you suppose.
But he did not have any education.
Okay.
And I had to try to keep my love of books kind of hush-hush.
Yes, not through anything. All right, well, can you tell me a little bit about your social life? Obviously, you have a lot to do right here. And just
I don't have any social life.
You just stay here and stay busy?
That's about all I do. I used to go to Sunday school and church and go to PTA, and I couldn't take the DARs. They're just a little bit too snobbish. And,
yeah. I have all those papers that I almost
I
joined
have it.
And I never
yeah,
did.
I just couldn't take it.
Yeah,
I got that close myself. And yeah. I'm not against the DARs. They're just fine. But
yeah. Well, that's interesting.
It's
but
just if you got to know who and your grandfather was and what he did, and if he didn't do the right thing and he wasn't in this battle and the other one,
yes.
And you don't live on a certain street, why, you're just not,
yes.
So I just cut it all out.
Right. Okay, now, this is a little question answer business, and it's, as I said, maybe a little bit boring, but yes, a little more interesting. What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say to somebody, well, I expect to see, I guess you'd say, Mr. Berry.
At dusk.
All right. Or later on this
evening.
And what do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before
sunrise.
And what do you call the time of day when the sun disappears? You need to get to... you'll have to get the cows in before
sunset. Sundown. That's another colloquial.
Yes,
I expect he say sundown.
Okay, when you think about it, tell me both of them. Okay,
yes.
Either one.
I lie there in the bed a lot of times and say dawn and dusk and. Now I have a niece who calls it the gray time, the afternoon after the sun goes down. Before
that's rather pretty. Oh,
I think that's real sweet.
All right, and if there's been a storm and the weather stops and the clouds are disappearing, the sun is coming out, we might say the weather is
clearing.
And what would you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long, but for a few minutes it really is raining hard?
Well, downpour is one word that comes to mind.
Okay.
Does that one be enough? You want me to hunt up some more?
That's fine. If another one comes to your mind right away, you don't have to, rack your brain or anything, but if another one comes to your mind, you can tell me. What do you call the shelf over the fireplace? You know, maybe where a vase or the clock sits, that sort of thing.
Well, I call it mantelpiece.
Okay. And what do you call those things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
Now, that's one Mr. Berry would really tell you.
Yes, what's he called?
He calls it, I call it andirons. He calls it on, what does he call that? Ondons.
Yeah.
Something like
that.
I have heard him say that and wondered, but I call it andirons.
All right.